A building on the outskirts of Baghdad has a story, and it says something about the painful process of liberation in Iraq. It's a home for young people, taken in from the streets. When U.S. forces arrived, they were freed from a brutal place, but turned out into a frightening world, NPR's Scott Simon reports.
When U.S. soldiers got to Dar al-Rahma, they thought it was a prison and opened the gates. It was a prison for the 140 young men and women who were kept inside. A group of older boys in the home say they were beaten and abused by the staff.
Some of them have been trying to pull out our fingernails, and they've been torturing us occasionally.
Dar al-Rahma, by the way, means House of Mercy. The home was opened in 1999. Many of the youngsters here are older, orphans frequently, but often simply adolescents who've been abandoned by their parents. The group who spoke with us were all about 17 years old. My mother died a long time ago, says one. My father told me to rob something and was always beating me. I'm alone. I got no brothers, just me.
Okay, I've been in the rehabilitation center of youth. Afterwards, they have brought me here since 1 year.
Why were you in a rehabilitation center?
One time at night I've been lost, so that they captured me and they brought me here.
Conditions in Dar al-Rahma were so brutal that as the boys got older, they often plotted escape. If they were caught, they were punished for trying. They hung us by our arms and swung us back and forth. So when the war began, the youngsters say that the staff at Dar al-Rahma began to sense that their own cruel regime was coming to an end. Iraqi soldiers stored pistols and rifles in the home. Staff members had regularly robbed the home of food and medicine from humanitarian agencies. But as U.S. tanks rumbled nearby, staff members began to help themselves to some of the equipment. They'd convinced international groups that they needed to make Dar al-Rahma modern and efficient.
Those people have been were there. I mean, they're responsible for this orphanage here. They've been demanding from UNICEF to bring us a lot of electronics, computers, and other kind of equipments. When all of these stuffs have been here, those people have looted everything here.
UNICEF and Enfants du Monde, a French agency, had been the home's principal supporters. Dalala Mohammed was a social worker at the home who spent the days of the war in Syria before she returned.
The televisions and CD players and other things, these things, very expensive, was stolen by the staff.
When U.S. soldiers got to Dar al-Rahma, they saw young men and women, many not much younger than themselves, who'd been battered and deserted by the staff. The youngsters were frantic to leave. The soldiers threw open the doors. The youngsters of Dar al-Rahma were free, but had nowhere safe to go. Dalala Mohammed says that many ran into the surrounding neighborhood of Al-Shamia, a desperately poor area. Many residents of Al-Shamia ran into the home to loot it, and worse.
Unfortunately, the girls themselves were abused somehow in the street. And the three ones were abused here, in the same area.
These were people in the area who raped the girls?
Yes.
The youngsters were let loose in a city that was in the grip of war, with no money, no food, no shelter. A few families in Al-Shamia took them in, but most of the youngsters simply scrounged and hid, frightened of life in the streets, but scared to go back to Dar al-Rahma. 21 girls and 20 boys have returned to the home over the past few weeks, their games, food, and laughter in the compound. A Shia religious group has taken over Dar al-Rahma. With the exception of Dalala Mohammed, few people are social work professionals, but the youngsters say they're kind and treat them well. The youngsters who've come back don't think just about leaving, but making new lives.
I want to get a steady work and get married.
Have children?
Yes, I want to get children.
He says that he would build rooms for his family in Dar al-Rahma. It's the home he knows. There is one young man with twisted legs and hardened red scars from the last staff. He likes to sit in a chair with a small, smudged white street cat in his arms.
I want just to fix my legs because I'm suffering from my legs since a long time. And I want to go abroad, for example, London.
Dar al-Rahma has food and medicine, but is badly bereft of almost everything else. All of the wire has been looted from their building. There's an electrical generator, but it can run almost nothing. Most of the youngsters who lived here are believed to be still loose or lost on the streets of Baghdad. The Shia group that now runs the home is sending out people to find them. and hope that as they hear that Dar al-Rakma has become safe, they will find their way back. Scott Simon, NPR News, Baghdad.